Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all year long, with your host, Calvin Wright.
Oh, welcome into the Profit Podcast. Oh my goodness, I'm not happy right now, guys. I'm not happy. You know why? Because I did this Starts and Sits podcast. I went into depth with all the stats, analytics, matchup ranking, everything, the whole shabam. And I got done and I said, all right, we made good time on that. I pulled up GarageBand to see how many minutes had passed, and none, because I forgot to hit record. I was just talking. I was just sitting here talking for about 45 minutes in a basement closet to no one. Man, so I'm going to be honest. this recording you're going to hear is not going to be quite as good, because I'm going to go through these matchups very quickly. I might not give my reasoning. I might not give every player's outlook. I'm just going to go through the main bam, bam, boom, bing, bong of it. All right. If you're new to the podcast, it gets better. Please. Just give me like, you know, once you get to like your 45th episode, 50th episode, 60th maybe, you know, you start getting a real appreciation for what we do here. All righty. Atlanta, Dallas. Matt Ryan, I think he has a big week. All right. I think he has a big week. Dak Prescott, I think he has a bigger week. I think Dak Prescott finishes this week as the number one overall quarterback. Those are two boom quarterbacks this week. Ezekiel Elliott will be pretty good. Mike Davis will suck. All right. Amari Cooper will be pretty good. CeeDee Lamb will be absolutely amazing. If there's a wide receiver that I had to bet would get 35 points this week, it would be CeeDee Lamb. Cordarrelle Patterson will be great. 24 plus points. Kyle Pitts will be pretty good, about 13 points. And that's the end of this matchup. Moving on. Carson Wentz, okay. Trevor Lawrence, get him out of here. I don't want that on my fantasy team. Don't let that, I'm not touching that with a whatever foot pull the guy in the Grinch says. James Robinson, coming back from the injury. That's an injury that will affect how he plays. This could be a very bad game script. Not excited about James Robinson. I could see a 10-point performance from him. You probably have to start him if you own him, speaking from experience right now. But I'm not banking on him to win me my week. Jonathan Taylor, he should be great. Same with Michael Pittman. Look, they're going against Jacksonville. Jacksonville is a bad team. They just had a weird week against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. So I think Michael Pittman and Jonathan Taylor are fine. I would expect Michael Pittman's touchdown streak to continue in this game. Marvin Jones, Chenault, Agnew, starting any of them? Heck no. Get them out of here once again. All right, Baker Mayfield, not interested in starting. New England, I mean, they can shut him down. Mac Jones, not starting either. He's good in real life, not good for fantasy. D'Ernest Johnson, though, there we go. I think he's the one Cleveland Browns player who will be good in fantasy this week. I expect, you know, 16-plus points from D'Ernest Johnson. Jarvis Landry, People Jones, no. Brandon Bolden, who's Taylor? J.J. Taylor? I mean, I've never seen that name before. Now I remember him. He had the good game against the Jets. Ramon Stevenson, they're all playing. I think Damian Harris is out at time of recording. I think he has been ruled out. Am I starting any of those guys in replacement? No, I'm just staying away from that five-headed backfield where none of them are great. Now, if Damian Harris is playing, I would start him. But as to my knowledge right now, he's not expected to play. Any wide receiver on New England to start? Nope. None of them are consistent. None of them have a high ceiling. All right, Buffalo and the Jets. Josh Allen, he'll rebound big. He'll have 25 points easily. Mike White, no, we're not starting him. Devin Singletary, a little bit of a gut instinct. I think he actually does well against the Jets. I think he does better than Zach Moss. I'm going to talk about him in a second on the prize pick section when we go over the overs and the unders, but I think he has a good week. I actually do. Zach Moss, he'll be fine. He'll be fine flex, but Singletary, I actually expect pretty big things from him. Michael Carter, ugh, look, he had one massive week. The PPR appeal is there because Mike White gave him 14 targets last time they played together. I don't think it happens against Buffalo. I think Buffalo wants to just stomp on the Jets and say, hey, we're still good. I know we lost to the Jaguars, but we can still kill the Jets. Jameson Crowder, Elijah Moore, starting any of them? No. And it's tough because Elijah Moore had such a good week, 32 points. But if I own him, I'm not starting him. It's simple as that. Diggs, though, I think he has 18-plus points. I think he gets a bit of a rebound. He's been pretty slow this season. So I think Diggs is a good start as well. All righty. Detroit and Pittsburgh. Jared Goff, heck no. Swift, yeah. Raymond, Amon St. Brown, nope, nope. That's Detroit's segment is always super easy to go through. Now, Pittsburgh, look, they're going against Detroit, so I don't want to seem bold, but Najee Harris is about to explode for 25 points, and Deontay Johnson is about to explode too. I honestly wouldn't be shocked if someone said Deontay Johnson sees 15 targets this game. Claypool, out of the picture right now. Juju Smith-Schuster out of the picture right now, and they're going against Detroit. He is going to have a fantastic game, and so is Najee Harris. And, Pat Freiermuth, he should be pretty reliable too. He's a really good player. He's actually had three good games in a row. People didn't really realize that, but that game against Chicago, yes, it was best, but 12 points by week 14-21 against Detroit. I'm starting Pat Freiermuth anywhere I've got him. All right, New Orleans, my apologies, Tennessee. Tannehill, I think that he doesn't do much in this game. I think he could be under 230 yards. I think New Orleans' defense is really, really good and just kind of shuts down this offense. A.J. Brown will be a good option to start just because you'll see so much volume, really being the only weapon of significance in this offense. Trevor Siemian, I'm not starting. I hope, kind of for the sake of fantasy, that he's bad and Taysom Hill gets the nod to start from here on out. Mark Ingram in lieu of Alvin Kamara is a good start, but don't expect anything special. Just expect, 13, 14 points. Any wide receivers besides A.J. Brown on any team that I'm starting? No. All righty. Tampa Bay, Washington. Brady, must start. We all know it. Fournette, he's a must start if you own him. You know that. Evans, if Godwin isn't there, Evans will blow up for one of his three touchdown games. If Godwin is there, they'll both be very good. All right. Antonio Gibson. It pains me to say this, but I am not starting Antonio Gibson in the league where I own him. He's coming off the injury. I still am not convinced he's 100%, but let's say he is. He's still facing Tampa Bay, and he hasn't been good at all since week 5. I mean, we haven't seen it from Antonio Gibson this year. He's the number 23 PPR running back. He has no floor from receptions. This is a game script that could get out of hand for Washington. Really favor McKissick, so I'm benching Antonio Gibson. And Terry McLaurin, I mentioned the game script being in favor of Tampa Bay. That means in favor of the passing options for Washington. I think Terry McLaurin has a great game. I think he bounces back. I know I told you all to trade Terry McLaurin, and I still think I was right about that. I told you to trade him after week 4 when he had 30 points. Since then, 8-6. 25, 6. The inconsistency is why I wanted to move on from him. But in these favorable matchups, Tampa Bay, I think Terry McLaurin can still get done. He should see about 10 targets. So I'm expecting a big game from Terry McLaurin. Alrighty, Carolina, Arizona. I'm expecting a massive performance from Arizona's defense. I picked them up a few weeks back, and they've been really treating me well. Kyler Murray, of course, if he's starting, you're starting him. If not, I'm not starting either quarterbacks. Believe me, I'm not starting P.J. Walker. What a shock. James Conner, this makes me angry to say because I'm facing James Conner this week. I think he'll see another 5 goal line touchdown opportunities and he'll convert at least 2 of them. Arizona will be just kind of feasting on Carolina all game and they probably won't be too aggressive just because it will be out of hand within the first quarter. So I think James Conner will have a very solid day as an option. And then McCaffrey, he'll be fine. I know P.J. Walker's there, but he's played with worse quarterbacks than P.J. Walker. Sam Darnold. So McCaffrey, as long as he's healthy, you're starting him and you're not worried about him. D.J. Moore, I can't start D.J. Moore. And Robbie Anderson, he shouldn't even be rostered at this point. But DJ Moore, we just got to hope that things get better when Cam Newton starts. Hopkins, if he's out, Kirk is a must start. If Hopkins is in, Hopkins is a must start. Kirk is a decent flex wide receiver too. And I'm staying away from Green and Rondale Moore. Zach Ertz, he'll probably be fine. I don't usually talk about tight ends just because they're very hard for me to predict. I know there are people out there that can predict tight ends, but I can't really. I've never really been able to get a good grasp on that. So it's just not really worth it for me to tell you, hey, Zach Ertz is going to blow up and then have him not. It's just a waste of all of our time. I'll stick to what I know more. Kirk Cousins, he'll be fine. Not great. I would look at other options. Streamers that I like more than Kirk Cousins this week. Let me think. Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, I like more. Derek Carr, if he's unowned, I like more. Yeah, so I'm not excited about Kirk Cousins. Now, Justin Herbert on the other side of the ball, I think he has a massive game. People were worried about him. He was having a kind of a slow streak. I think he's fine. He's looking good, and he's running the ball a little more, which is great for fantasy. I think he puts up another 28-plus point game. Austin Eckler, he'll be fine. He's the number three PPR running back. No one's worried about him. Dalvin Cook, on the other hand, he's been pretty mediocre this year in terms of fantasy. You're probably disappointed if you own Dalvin Cook. But I'm here to say, this is me about to try to jinx Dalvin Cook because I'm going against him. Watch, listen to this. Dalvin Cook will rush for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns in Week 10 against the LA Chargers. Dalvin Cook is a must start. Alrighty, hopefully that jinxed him a little bit. I mean, I kind of believe that because the Chargers' rush defense is absolutely wretched, but I'm trying to get it as specific as possible to try to... a perfect scenario, I come back Monday morning and people are commenting, duetting that video saying, look at this idiot. That would make me so happy. But I'm in the league going against Dalvin Cook and James Conner. Pretty scared right now. Justin Jefferson, he'll be fine. 14 points. Adam Thielen, probably 8. That's just what I think there. Now, Mike Williams, everyone's kind of done with him because he's been really bad recently. 4 points, bye week, 3-7. What's not to like? Well, I'm here to say he still has that elite upside, and I'm going to give him one more chance, one more week to show us, to show me that he's what we believed he was. I mean, 22, 33, 2, 36. That is so good. He was like the number one wide receiver for a stretch. I'm not quite ready to write it off, especially when there was the knee injury. Maybe that was what was causing the lack of production. I'm giving him one more week, and I think he produces, which is going to make it very difficult for fantasy owners because right now he's like, okay, we bench him. But go try to buy Mike Williams before tomorrow because if he blows up against Minnesota, Listen to the playoff stretch he gets. Kansas City, Houston, Denver. I'm just saying. I'm not ready to write him off. Keenan Allen, 16 to 24 points. Depends on if he gets a touchdown, but PPR machine right now. I think he'll be fine. I think he's a must start. Philadelphia, Denver, Jalen Hurts back into the land of the 20 points. Denver, I don't think they're a good team. I know they beat Dallas. That was a weird game. I think Philadelphia wins this one, actually, and I think Jalen Hurts lands in the 20-point range for quarterbacks. Boston's got Jordan Howard, Gainwell. I'm not starting them. I'm not starting any of them. But Jordan Howard scored touchdowns. Yeah, he's only scored touchdowns. He's not doing anything else. I don't want a touchdown-dependent guy who could lose touches randomly to Boston Scott and when Jalen Hurts has the potential to rush in any goal-line touchdown at the same time. I'm not starting any of those running backs. I'm just staying away. Now, at Devontae Smith, I am benching if Patrick Surtain is playing. I am flexing or wide receiver threeing or whatever if Surtain is out. Simple as that. Melvin Gordon, he's a good start just because he's getting the goal line opportunities and he's running pretty well. Javonte Williams, frustrating because he's running really well. He's objectively or subjectively, I forget which one is which, a better running back right now than Melvin Gordon. I think that he rushes for about 80 yards. And if he lands in the end zone, he'll have a decent fantasy day. He won't ruin your week this week, but I don't think he has a breakout. I hope he does, because then we get the bye week for the coaches to look at the film and be like, oh, he's objectively or subjectively better and then put him in as the number one running back when they get the Chargers and then Kansas City and then Detroit and then Cincinnati. It would be absolutely beautiful. Should I try to jinx Javonte Williams? Trade away Javonte Williams. He's not as good as Melvin Gordon. He will prove that tomorrow when he's bad and Melvin Gordon's great against Philadelphia. Trying to get these reverse jinxes going. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I'm just trying to do my best. Jerry Jeudy, I actually think will do very well against Philadelphia. Cortland Sutton, I think he busts again. It's been, what, three straight bad weeks? I mean, it was bad, worse, putrid. Is that the ranking system? 11.63. We can't be starting Cortland Sutton at this point. And Jerry Jeudy, he's looking pretty tasty. Please don't take that clip out of context, TikTok. Jerry Jeudy is looking pretty tasty in terms of fantasy football wide receiver threes. Okay. In tasty as in I think he'll do well. Okay? Is that what you want? Okay, Green Bay, Seattle. Aaron Rodgers, I think he comes back with a vengeance because he's mad about what happened. We're not really going to get into that on this page. Go to the Samford University TikTok to see my take on the COVID vaccine. No, I'm kidding. I think Rodgers has a good week this week. I think he scores about 18 points and is a good fantasy asset. Russell Wilson, I think he busts. I talked to some doctors. I've been watching the fantasy doctors TikTok guy. I don't think his thumb should be back. From everything I've seen, that takes a little longer, and I think he's not quite throwing normally for Russell Wilson. Alex Collins, Rashad Penny, Travis Homer, DJ Dallas. I would rather play Russian roulette with a loaded chamber than play Russian roulette with that lineup. Gosh, not starting either of them, any of them. DK Metcalf, now he is someone that you've got to start. He is so good. He hasn't really had a bad game this whole season. His worst game was week 6 when he put up 10 points. And even that probably didn't destroy you or anything. Tyler Lockett, Mr. Inconsistency. He's hard to predict. I don't think he does well this week. I think Green Bay shuts him down. I think the little thumb mutation or whatever Russell Wilson has. Not mutation. Not mutation. That's something different. The thumb injury Russell Wilson had affects the throwing ability and makes it so Tyler Lockett doesn't produce great points. DK Metcalf is big enough, fast enough. He'll come down with whatever's thrown his way. So I'm fine starting him. And then Davante Adams. Thank you, Rodgers, for coming back. It's been a while since we've actually seen Adams and Rodgers paired together because week 8 against Arizona, Adams was gone. And then week 9 against Kansas City, Rodgers was gone. They finally return together against Seattle, a matchup that they can take advantage of. Davante Adams should be great. All righty. Who's next? Oh, I forgot to talk about A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. So Aaron Jones hasn't really been good. He's just had some really good games and then some horrible games. Against Seattle, I think that is a game that he can do well in. I am starting Aaron Jones. I do like Aaron Jones in this matchup. I'm fading A.J. Dillon. I think he's been seeing more volume because they've had so many weird situations where either they didn't have any wide receivers or they didn't have their quarterback. I think with the roster back intact, A.J. Dillon takes a backseat and Aaron Jones has himself a good game. The Sunday night game, Kansas City and Vegas. If you thought Kansas City's season has been going bad, take a look at Vegas. I mean, this whole team is just such a mess. Legal issues, horrible things happening. But fantasy-wise, because that's important, Derek Carr, I think he has himself a good game in fantasy. I think he has himself a day against Kansas City. Like, Kansas City's defense is beatable for quarterbacks. Derek Carr is coming off a brutal game against the Giants where he scored 9 points. But I think he can get things back together against Kansas City. I think Josh Jacobs can be a pretty good asset. I'm fading Kenyon Drake big time. I'm not starting Kenyon Drake anywhere. I'm starting Josh Jacobs. And I'm pretty confident in those two. Now, Hunter Renfro, he's been the main benefactor of Henry Ruggs not being with the team anymore. And I think against Kansas City, you can start Hunter Renfro. And then you're starting Darren Waller, of course. And I think he has a good game. Patrick Mahomes, does he get things right? Does he get things back together? I don't know. I said he was going to get things back together a few weeks back and he didn't. So I can't really say anything. I will say if I own Patrick Mahomes, I'm having faith in him and I'm starting him. He's been so good for so long that I can't just bench him, even though he's had three bad weeks in a row. So I am starting Patrick Mahomes. And then the running backs, I'm not starting Darrell Williams unless I absolutely have to. Tyreek Hill, though, must start. He'll be great. Kelsey, must start. He'll be great. All right, last game of the week, Rams versus San Francisco. All right, this one's a little interesting because we got a new situation that we got to talk about. Odell Beckham is now on the Rams. Originally, this was, fine, but not great in fantasy because he was presumably the wide receiver 3 behind Cooper Kupp, who's having a historic season, and Robert Woods, who's still, on track for 500 yards and 8 touchdowns this year. Robert Woods, capiche, gone, out for season, torn ACL. Suddenly, Odell Beckham takes a massive leap in fantasy. We'll know very soon if he's washed or not. We'll know after this week or so if Odell Beckham still got it. I think he does. I think Odell Beckham becomes a solid wide receiver 2 rest of season in this offense. Matthew Stafford is a massive upgrade over Baker Mayfield. It's the best quarterback he's played with in a long time. And I think he capitalizes. I think he does. Daryl Henderson, he'll be a good start this week. Odell Beckham Jr., I'm not excited about starting him this week because he's been with the team so for such a short amount of time. It's not even confirmed right now if he will play this week. But after this week or so, I'm starting Odell Beckham, fully confident in him. And then Cooper Kupp must start as always. He's just absolutely unreal. And then Matthew Stafford must start as always. Garoppolo, he'll have a terrible week. Garoppolo is going to be one of the biggest busts at the quarterback position this week. Urging more and more people to say, hey, maybe Trey Lance should get the start. Maybe Trey Lance wouldn't be as bad. And if he were bad, we'd say, yeah, it's because he's a rookie, not because he's a seasoned vet. Elijah Mitchell should be solid. Nothing spectacular, nothing horrible. He won't wreck your team. And then Deebo Samuel, I think he's another good start this week. I mean, he's a must start. He's the number 4 wide receiver, but I think you should have confidence in him. And Brandon Ayuk, I know things have been going his way. Too good to believe. Against the Rams, I think he gets shut down. And I think people who start him this week is going, all right, he broke out. They are very disappointed. So not starting him. And then George Kittle, I am starting. You have to start George Kittle anywhere you own him. That's just a basic rule of fantasy football. All righty, that is going to wrap up this podcast. That's going to wrap things up. We made it through all the matchups. Congratulations if you made it through listening. I'm sorry this was a little more rushed than usual. It's because I had recorded the podcast already. It didn't get recorded, so I just kind of did this as fast as possible, really so you can get to listen, because if I take my time, my sweet time on this one, you aren't going to get to hear before you start your lineup what your fantasy man Calvin is telling you what to do. Your fantasy man. That didn't quite come out the way I wanted. So thank you all for listening. I want to briefly, before I go, tell you who I am betting in Prize Picks this week. Prize Picks, if you don't know, they're basically why the show is able to sustain itself, even though I'm in college. They're the biggest sponsor of this podcast. And I encourage you all with all of my heart to go download Prize Picks, sign up using promo code PROFIT, and make an initial deposit. It can be almost $20. And they'll match that deposit, make it $40 for you for free. And then you'll also be automatically entered in a giveaway for a DK Metcalf autographed rookie card. It's a Panini Flawless Rookie Gems card. Great condition, sells for about $350 on eBay. You'll just automatically be entered. I'm giving that away actually at the end of this week, probably Monday night. I'll announce that winner. But how do you play Prize Picks? You select the over or the under on either stats or fantasy scores for different players. So Tom Brady, 297 pass yards. Does he get that? You could bet over under. Taylor Heinicke, 240 over under. So you get the feel of it. I I'm going to do some right now. I'm going to do fantasy scores. A lot of times I've been doing the total points, and I enjoy doing the fantasy scores. So I'm going to do Terry McLaurin at 15 points. I'm probably going to take the over. I'm going to go Najee Harris, 20 points, over Deontay Johnson, 15. I'll do the over. And then I'm going to find a few more players on here to bet on. I think Matt Ryan hits the over on 18, and I think that CD Lamb hits his over on 15. So we've got five players over. Overs are generally easier for me to make money on, and I'm going to do the over on all of them. Now listen to this. If I get all five correct, my money is multiplied 10 times. Only four correct, meaning I miss one, still get two times, and three correct, I don't lose it all. They still multiply my money by 0.4 times. So I'm going to bet $10 on this. And if I win, I get $100 just like that. Just watching football, going with my gut instinct. It's that easy to play Prize Picks and win money. Go download the app today using promo code PROFIT. And I will see you all next time. Bye.